Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, I need to cancel a subscription. I ordered it Era, and I see that it's on my credit, my debit card, and once it posts, I'm stopping payment, but I realize that I need to maybe possibly cancel it with you.
All right, yeah, I'll be more than happy.
It's for Diet Gadget. I did not need to order that. I ordered something else, and for whatever reason, ended up getting caught into this website, and a $7.95 charge was put on my account, and then a $56 charge was put on my account. And I'd like to cancel whatever you call it, a subscription or whatever.
Okay. And your first and last name would be?
My first name is Colette, C-O-L-E-T-T-E. And my last name is Posilico, P as in Paul, O, S as in Sam, I-L-I-C-O.
What's that? Okay, just say your name for me. I'm sorry.
Colette Posilico.
Okay.
Do you need me to spell it again?
No, ma'am. Everything's loading. Okay.
And then cleaning a bathroom. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, no, you're all right. Billing address for security purposes, please.
49 Doe Run Court, Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Thank you for that information. So, yes, review the account. I do. Let's see. It's loading. Alrighty, so reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a survey taken expressing that you had won a free kitchen item. All you had to do was pay the shipping of $7.95 to receive it. Do you recall taking that survey on the 13th?
I do recall taking it. I never heard, and I was charged $7.95. It says Diet Gadget, and that was fine. Never heard anything else about the kitchen appliance, and then I was just charged $57. So this is, I don't want any of it. I want, if it's for a kitchen appliance, you can cancel it. I don't want any of it. I did see Diet Gadget pop up on the survey and whatever, and that little website I got caught in. So I'd like to cancel it all, and I'd like my money refunded, because I will be honest with you, when it posts tomorrow, I am filing a stop payment on it.
That's understandable, ma'am, but it's already posted to the account, so you can't place a stop payment on something that's already went through.
It's not posted. It's pending on my side. It'll stop payment tomorrow. It's on a debit card, not a credit
card. That's understandable. What I'm expressing to you is you can't place a stop payment on a charge that's already went through. It's just pending to let you know it did go through. However, you did not cancel this account within the 24 to 48-hour time frame. So we have no problem with, you know, canceling the account for you. I have no problem with providing you that 35% refund, which will fall back within the next 3 to 5 business days.
How much in refund?
The 35% refund. It will fall back within the next 3 to 5 business days. Would you like that cancellation number?
No, I want the subscription canceled, because I have a funny feeling this is an ongoing charge of $56 and change.
That's why I just expressed, would you like the cancellation number?
Yes, cancel it. That's fine.
It's canceled. That's why I'm providing you the cancellation number.
What is the number?
See, like Charlie, 261-052-176.
Great. Do not charge my account again, okay?
The account is canceled. Thanks for calling customer service.
Thank you. Have a good one.
For your refund. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.